Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, this is Drew Badger. This is the Big Scary News for episode 323. And we're going to kick things off with this from the Wall Kills Haunted Barn in Middletown, New York. Welcome to the holiday conflict zone where Halloween refuses to surrender to Christmas. What was once a jolly North Pole celebration has become a chilling battleground between monsters and elves. You're caught in the middle. Will you help restore Christmas cheer? Or let Halloween reign forever. Get your tickets before they're gone. Happening December 13th, 20th, and 21st. Get more information at wallkillshauntedbarn.com. We have this from the Dark Castle Haunted Attraction in Elgin, South Carolina. Good kids take pictures with Santa. Naughty kids take pictures with Krampus. Join us for a spooky holiday celebration on December 12th, 13th, 19th, and 20th from 7 to 10 p.m. Krampus Chaos, an indoor haunted experience. Tickets available only at the door. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/darkcastlesc. We have this from the Horrorland Miami in Miami, Florida. Christmas in Miami will never be the same. Enter Krampus, a real nightmare before Christmas, the only Christmas horror experience in Miami. 14 nights of monsters, snow, evil elves, twisted decor, and dark holiday magic. Come dressed for our theme nights, pajama night, funny t-shirt night, Christmas hats night, ugly sweater night, Jungle Island, and more. Happening select nights through December 21st, this is Miami's most viral holiday event, so don't get left out. Get more information at thehorrorland.com. We have an update from FrankenCon in Knoxville, Tennessee. We are thrilled to announce a brand new guest joining us for all 3 days, June 26th, 27th, and 28th, 2026, and it's a true horror legend. Camille Keaton, the iconic star of I Spit on Your Grave, is coming to FrankenCon 2026. Meet her, get autographs, hear her stories, and celebrate one of the most powerful, enduring figures in horror cinema. But that's not all. Camille Keaton will also make a special appearance at our Mega and Super VIP kickoff party on Friday, June 26th. Come hang out, raise a glass, and kick off the weekend with horror royalty. Keep up with all updates at FrankenConTN.com. We have this news from the Fright Nights WV Haunted Attraction in Daniels, West Virginia. 'Twas the fright before Christmas. The holidays just got haunted. Join us December 13th and 20th for Fright Before Christmas at Fright Nights, West Virginia, featuring 4 haunted Christmas experiences unlike any other. The Krampus Crawl returns with 3 hidden bars. Find them if you dare. Each one with exclusive themed cocktails. Don't miss this dark winter wonderland filled with festive fear, twisted lights, and Christmas chaos. Get your tickets now at FrightNightsWV.com. We have this from Dark Hour Haunted House in Plano, Texas. This December 20th and 27th, rely on Dark Hour for a winter celebration unlike any other. The veil between worlds is thin. and ancient holiday spirits have crawled through to feed. From evil elves to Claude Krampus himself, the halls are alive with festive fear. Armed with nothing but your courage, you'll navigate a labyrinth of cursed cheer where every encounter could be your last. Our Dead by Dark Hour interactive format puts you in the middle of the mayhem. If an actor marks you for death, your holiday ends early. Experience old world monsters, corrupted traditions, and chilling Christmas legends brought to life with Dark Hour's full production might. Come celebrate the holidays the Dark Hour way. For more, visit darkhourhauntedhouse.com. Staying in Texas, we have this from Monte de los Muertos in Donna, Texas. Y'all requested it, so here it is. The haunt will be held in the corn maze where the bells have been ringing. It's the Maze of Merry Mystery, 7 Nights of Horror, December 19th, 20th, 21st, 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th. They said the bells used to mean safety, a signal to guide you home when the fields got dark, but not anymore. Now when the bells ring, the shadows move. And the worst part? You don't hear them until they're right behind you. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Monte de los Muertos. We're still in Texas because we've got an update from the Cult Classic Convention coming to Bastrop, Texas. Get ready, Bastrop. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right. We are absolutely thrilled to announce a special guest for the Cult Classic Convention March 28th and 29th. Please give a massive, bloody welcome to the Duke of Spook himself, Wednesday 13. Known for his incredible work with the Murder Dolls, Frankenstein drag queens from Planet 13, and his solo career, Wednesday 13 is bringing his signature brand of horror punk mayhem to the convention. Don't miss your chance to meet him, get an autograph, and take a photo. This is one rock and horror legend you do not want to miss. Get your tickets and plan your weekend now. Find out more at cultclassicconvention.com. We have even more Texas news, this time from the Doc Wilkes House of Horror in Longview. The Curse of Everfrost is here at Doc Wilkes House of Horrors. Everfrost isn't here to spread holiday cheer. He's here to collect souls for his eternal winter. This Christmas season, you'll walk straight into his storm, and every room he haunts carries the chill of his curse. Come face to face with the monster of winter, if you dare. Doc Wilkes House of Horrors, The Curse of Everfrost, for one night only, December 20th from 7 to 11 p.m. Are you brave enough to survive the cold? Get more information at DocWilksHaunt.com. We have this from the Oklahoma Asylum Haunted House in Nowata, Oklahoma. This is not a normal holiday event. Krampus is taking over Oklahoma Asylum for one night only. Walk through a Christmas haunted house filled with fresh sets, creepy characters, and winter-themed scares. Happening December 20th from 7 to 10 p.m. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/OKAsylum. We have this from the Hillside House of Hell in Glenwood, Iowa. Santa's little helpers need a hand. Care to chop yours off? Get tickets and scream with your friends this December, announcing a very scary Christmas December 12th and 13th and 19th and 20th from 7 to 11 p.m. Misfits have taken over Hillside, decking the halls with ho-ho horror. This terrifyingly fun experience is beyond any Christmas-themed event you've ever been to, so don't miss out. Get more information at ScareIowa.com. We have this from the Asylum 49 Haunted Attraction in Tooele, Utah. December 19th and 20th, step into a holiday experience like no other at Krampus Christmas, where the chilling spirit of Christmas comes to life. This immersive haunted hospital combines festive cheer with spine-tingling terror, bringing the legendary tale of Krampus to the forefront of your holiday season. Wander through a maze of hospital horrors with mischievous elves, cursed carolers, and the dreaded Krampus himself are lurking in the shadows. Whether you're looking to escape the ordinary or add a dark twist to your holiday traditions, Krampus Nights is the ultimate destination for thrill seekers and Christmas fans alike. More information can be found at Asylum49, that's the number 49.com. We have an update from Days of the Dead coming to Las Vegas. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actress Jordan Ladd to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Las Vegas, happening January 16th through the 18th at the Plaza Hotel and Casino. Ladd became known as a Scream Queen, having appeared in several successful horror films, including Cabin Fever, Club Dread, Death Proof, and Grace. Ladd is also known for work with director David Lynch, appearing in his films Darkened Room and Inland Empire. Get tickets for Days of the Dead and more information at daysofthedead.com. And finally, we have this music news from Nox Arcana. 2025 has been an extremely productive year for Nox Arcana, with the release of three new albums, Dr. Arcana Official Gaming Soundtrack, Pandora's Box, and Hard Nox, all in the past 10 months. In addition to this musical milestone, Joseph also released three new Darkfall tracks for Halloween. But will there be any new winter music this year? Absolutely. Three new winter tracks will be released in the coming weeks as the holidays approach. Keep up with updates at noxarcana.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we move closer to the big holiday at the end of the month, you know, we've been, over the last few episodes, we've been talking more about positive things going on in the community. A lot of haunters get into the Christmas mood. They put on charity haunts. They put on Christmas events. They raise money for all sorts of very interesting and variable charities that help the community, as, you know, a lot of us do this time of year, and we should all year long, but I digress. This one caught my eye a few days ago out in Glendale, Arizona, which is the Phoenix area. There is something out there called the Scary Christmas House. Well, you know, with a title like that, I certainly had to get involved and figure out what was going on. So with the help of Jonna, the old crone, how are you, Jonna?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, we're hanging in there. We happen to have Bob Spacey on the line, who is, I guess, the owner of the Scary Christmas House out in Glendale, Arizona, open pretty much every night through Christmas night. Bob, are you with us?
I'm here. Thank you for having me.
This is a fascinating display. You know, a lot of people do displays, and then there's you. This is a big thing. How long have you been doing this? And basically tell us the who, what, where, when about the Scary Christmas House. You look like you're smack dab in the middle of a residential area. And I just got to know, how did you get started with this?
Well, it happened. I've always been really interested in Christmas and doing lights and doing big displays. But it wasn't until I met my wife in 2012 that she really got me into home haunting decorating, and we just started going crazy and decorating our house for Halloween and just starting to get into animatronics and whatnot. But she always had this idea of Nightmare Before Christmas theme, and I never even seen the movie at that point. So yeah, which was kind of weird. But it was my daughter got the movie, sat me down, we watched it, and I liked it. I wasn't hooked. I wasn't in. There wasn't anything really there. And my wife's like, look, we're going to take you to Disneyland, and I want to take you to the Haunted Mansion, and you can see the overlay on the Haunted Mansion. And that's when everything, my entire life changed, basically at that point. So we're on the ride. We're going through there. We get off, and I'm just, like, blown away. I think we went on, like, six times that day. And I told her, I said, I can do this. I can make this stuff. And that's what happened. My daughter and I, it was a great way for her and I to connect. We are a blended family. So I had two boys. My wife had a son and a daughter. And I didn't really have common ground with her. So art and building stuff was a way for us to really connect. And that's kind of how the Scary Christmas House was started. The name is actually a play off of the Haunted Mansion. When you first get into the buggies, it says Merry Christmas on there, but it switches to Scary Christmas. So I took that and I changed it to Scary Christmas House.
And as I mentioned, you seem to be in a residential area in yep. Glendale, Arizona. And when you started building this, and the reasons you built this, we'll get into in a moment or so, mm-hmm. but what was the general reaction of the neighbors? Did you instantly become that family in the neighborhood? I mean, I assume that, you know, Halloween, everyone's thinking, oh, this is pretty cool. Lots of spooky stuff and scary stuff. And then all of a sudden you're doing it during Christmas. How is that reaction from the neighbors?
At first we did have a couple of the people that were like, look, you got to tone this down a little bit. I mean, it's Nightmare Before Christmas. It's not over the top, but it took a minute. It took probably a year before. It was like the second or third year when everything just kind of got really big. And then it just got out of control. But my neighbors have been amazing. I haven't had any issues except for in the very beginning when they just didn't understand what was really going on. I didn't understand what was going on. I had no intention of it being to the magnitude that it is right now.
I can only imagine. And the pictures that I have seen, I don't know how you're fitting more and more stuff in the space that you have. It's not like you have 10 acres out there. You can't go anywhere but vertical, it looks like, at this point.
Yeah, and that's the plan for next year.
Oh, really? Yes, sir. Well, we may have to inquire with you later next yep. year. Jonna, did you get a chance to see what's going on out there? What are your thoughts on this?
I looked at the website and the Facebook, and I mean, it's amazing. About how big is your property that you're doing this on?
It's, you know, it's not very big. It's just a typical residential home. You know, it's probably, you know, 40 yards by probably 40 by 40 foot yard. I do have a 4-car garage area where I use a lot of the driveway to display stuff. So that helps. But yeah, we're not that big. I just try to be really creative with the space I have.
I have a cousin who lives in Chandler, which is the Phoenix area as well. And residential lots in Arizona, especially just outside of Phoenix, are not, you know, big. You're looking at, you know, 20,000 square foot at best for a lot of these things. And you have utilized almost every square inch of what's going on. How exponentially larger has it gone approximately every year?
Well, it just kind of depends on the props that I decide that I want to build. And that's really, I'd probably say 95% of my inspiration for what I want to build comes from the haunt side of the industry, because, you know, one of my best attractions is a flying zero through my yard, which is an Axworthy ghost, just kind of on steroids. And so I used a zero ghost for that. But, you know, I tried to just be very creative and add stuff. And a lot of this year I focused on Haunted Mansion cues from the overlay. So there's lots of little Easter eggs on my display that if you pay attention, you'd be like, oh, that's from the Haunted Mansion. That's from the Haunted Mansion. So to keep people guessing.
So many people get their start at the Haunted Mansion. I love it.
So a lot of people, you know, home haunters and Christmas display people, you know, you're dealing with a lot of weather elements and things like that. In Arizona, I imagine it's got to be a lot better than like someone up in Ohio, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But we still, I mean, my display, for example, it's up for almost 3 months out of the year. So I deal with, I start in September, which is extreme heat. I mean, I'm out there climbing in the tree and it's 115 degrees and, you know, and we get down into the cold weathers, but we've had some extremely heavy rains, which have been a big challenge this year for us, but we've managed to work through it and still prevail.
Okay, so you put your display up for Halloween too, right?
Yeah, we do. I kind of use Halloween as my base. Obviously, there's not as many like Christmas lights and stuff like that. I do a lot more fog machines, not as many lights. There's a lot of Christmas stuff that I put on after Halloween, so I just try to keep it a little darker and a little bit more Halloween themed. And then we blow it up after Halloween.
Hopefully not literally.
No.
But
no. Halloween's so crazy though. This last year, just to give you an idea, we had over 3,000 kids.
Was that just for trick or treating or just to come just and see it? Just for trick or treating. Wow. Yeah. That's more people that live in my town. So that's crazy. Let's talk a little bit about the 501c3. Did you start out to make this a charity haunt, was it just going to be a display and somebody may have come to you and said, hey, you could do some good for the community by bringing canned food or donations or something? And then all of a sudden, going through the process, you are now an affiliated 501c3 charity. Tell us about it.
Yes, sir. So basically what happened was, I kind of mentioned prior that I got into this side when my wife and I first met. And when we met, we both we didn't have a whole lot of money. So our entertainment for our children and us was driving around and looking at Christmas lights or Halloween lights and going to haunts and doing all that kind of stuff. It was very cheap entertainment for us and our family. And like I said, we started out very small and we just really enjoyed. And once it got to a certain point, people started to be like, hey, well, how much is your electric bill? How much is this? Can we donate? And it got to the point to where we started to, you know, over the years, we're a little bit more stable and a little bit more financially able. So we decided that, you know, we don't need the money. We don't need the donations. How can we give back to the community in a positive manner? So that's kind of how that whole thing started. And my wife is really the brainchild behind that. That's her baby part of the industry. But yeah, that's how that kind of came to be.
So do you pick a different charity to support each year, or do you have somebody that is kind of a partnered with you that you present a check to each year, or how does it work for you?
Yeah. So, we, for the first few years, we did pick, different families that we would, I guess, lack of better terms, we'd kind of sponsor during the holiday season that couldn't afford, you know, to have a Christmas, and we would kind of pick and choose different people and we would do it that way. But, and we did that for several years, many years, but the last two, like last year alone, we were down probably 60% in donations. So we've decided this year to change it up a little bit and we're donating to the food pantries because we know what the times right now, food is a big thing. People are really struggling. It's expensive and the cost of healthcare. We're just hoping that maybe we can give back to more people by going that route.
Do you take straight donations or do you ask for cans of food or non-perishable items as well, or both? Or
So typically what we do is cash donations. That just, it's the easiest because some pantries don't accept certain things and whatnot. So that's what we do. And then like we'll go out and buy, you know, 100 turkeys or whatever we need to donate. Whatever our donations are is kind of how we dictate what we donate.
I see. Do you have a goal every year? We want to raise X amount of dollars, or is it just we're lucky to get, you know, every dime helps?
Yeah, every dime helps. Okay. I try not to have a goal because the whole part of it was just a byproduct of giving back to my community. So as long as I can make that little kid smile and laugh or be scared, then that's worth it to me.
Do you have an idea over the years how much you have raised to give back to the community? Without being a specific estimate.
I don't off the top of my head, no.
Okay. But no doubt it's probably well into the several thousands, if not tens of thousands. Okay. Yes. Wonderful. Would love to hear that. And with 3,000 people coming through over Halloween, how many come through over Christmas? Or is that
Oh,
total?
wow. I would say last night alone, we probably had close to 1,000.
Wow. And are they just parking at the end of the road and walking through? And because I imagine the neighbors are like, oh God, more parking problems.
Well, it's kind of last year was a little bit of a slow year, but in 2023 we were on the Great Christmas Light Fight. So that year was absolute madness, around here. But it's kind of toned down a little bit. It's a lot more manageable. I'm out there every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night making sure traffic's under control. We do special events. We hosted a wedding actually in my front yard on Halloween. This year we're doing a character night, so we'll have different things to help kind of hopefully bring in extra donations to, because this year's a tough, it's been a tough year for people, and we want to try to do as much as we can. And we cover the difference. So like if we only get X amount of dollars in and we don't feel that that's enough to really, like, we cover that amount. Like, we'll donate just from our personal.
Wow, that is incredibly generous of you. Jana, anything else you want to ask
Okay,
or
I want
add?
to add, I think what you're doing is amazing, and congratulations on the success of it.
Thank you.
But I've got a question regarding the when you did the ABC's Light Fight. When did they actually film those? How early were you having to set everything up and pretend it was Christmas?
We actually filmed in November, the year before it aired. So we filmed in November of 23 for, in it or 22, and then it aired in 23.
Wow. See, I always imagine that you're out there in like July decorating for Christmas for the show.
So I was. I actually found out in June
Wow.
that I was going to be on the show. So I tried to get as much done as I could. And my display today is 10 times to me what it was when we shot for that show.
Is your display primarily props and lights? Do you have actors or family members interacting at asking que or answering questions or trying to quote unquote scare people just in a good natured way? Or how does that work?
So,
If I was to drive through the neighborhood and come up and see your place, what can one expect?
yeah, so on a Friday, Saturday night, you'll find my wife and I out there with some friends, interacting with the people, doing traffic control. Sometimes we'll sell hot cocoa. Sometimes we'll sell popcorn to help generate additional funds for donations. Christmas, actually, when we moved into this neighborhood for Christmas and Halloween, we probably had 5 to 10 trick-or-treaters. And there wasn't a Christmas light on the block. And now we have probably, I want to say, I think we had 11 homes in a row decorated. And I'm not just like a little bit of decorations. We had a good chunk of decorations for Halloween. And some neighbors down have really gotten into the spirit. He dresses up as Michael Myers, and they got all different kinds of actors going around, and they come down to our side and whatnot. So Halloween's pretty, it's madness around here for Halloween. And
I can
Christmas,
only
it's getting
imagine.
better and better.
That's fantastic. Do you have anything on your website where people can donate year round to kind of help
Right
that?
on there.
All right. So let's go ahead and review here. The Scary Christmas House in Glendale, Arizona. If you want to give the address, that is great. What are the websites and the social medias where people can get, video, photos? Maybe there's a QR code on your website where people can scan and make a donation or a donate button. And how late are you open? I assume there's curfews and things in the area. You can't be up, all night long, but how can people get more information? Maybe plan a trip if you're in Phoenix, Chandler, Mesa, wherever, and they want to come out and see you.
So you can find us on our social media. We're on TikTok. It's Scary Christmas House. We are on Instagram. It's Scary Christmas House as well, and Facebook. Our website
Everything at
is
home.
www.scarychristmashouse.com. And yes, you can donate right off of our website on there to help, people in need. I don't mind our address. You can't come see the display if you don't know the address. It's 4431 West Escuta Drive. Glendale, Arizona, 85308. And our hours of operation are Sunday through Thursday. We're 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And Friday and Saturday, we're 6 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Do you have any of the local constabulary helping with crowd control, maybe on the weekends?
I have, but I've got a pretty solid crew now to where we can. I'm part of a lot of different Facebook groups: Arizona Haunters, Light Up Arizona, you know, Haunters Hangout. I'm familiar with all those guys, and the local people, they help me out as much as they can.
Excellent. So last question for me, do you attend any of the big Haunter conventions? Would we see you at, say, Midsummer Scream or Transworld or anything like that?
You know, I have not been there yet, but I have a couple of really good friends of mine that do pretty amazing home haunts here, and they go every year, and they've been trying to get me to go, but I'm a swimming pool contractor. So that's my busy time of the year.
I can imagine.
But Midsummer Scream and Transworld is definitely on my list. I'm hoping to go this year to be
where we do vend at both of them. Jonna and I are both at Transworld. I've been at Midsummer Scream since year one, and actually flew into Phoenix this year and drove because, as I said, I have a cousin that lives in Chandler, and we drove out there. And you know, I've already told my three cousins who live in the Phoenix area to come out and see you guys sometime this year, because they were like, ooh, this is something we need to see. So cool. Bob Spacey is the owner of the Scary Christmas House along with his family in Glendale, Arizona. Go find them. Go do a Google search for Scary Christmas House, and you're going to find them on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all the social medias. Bob, thank you for being a part of this, and I wish you nothing but much success and a lot of funds raised to help the food pantries in the Phoenix area.
Thank you for having me.
And Jonna, thank you so much for your contributions and for hosting the Zoom meeting here.
Thank you. Bob, keep up the good work.
Thank you. I will.
And please let us know if you do come to Transworld or Midsummer Scream. Come by our booth and say hi. My name is Drew Badger, and you are listening to the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.